We are humbled by the recommendations received from member states such as the Philippines, Japan, Italy, Lebanon, and Paraguay on ensuring the fundamental human rights to safety and security concerning human rights trafficking. Let me assure you that the fight against human trafficking and forced labor and sexual exploitation remains a top priority for the royal government in this mandate. Constant emphasis have been made in the executions of the legal framework, operational mechanisms, and international corporations are rolled out to ensure that a unified force are concentrated to combat the fight against human trafficking. In fact, the National Committee for Counter-Trafficking has strengthened cooperation with relevant national and international stakeholders, signing about 18 memorandum of understanding and agreements with various partners from 2019 until 2023, and also to amplify the cooperation with many countries, especially between law enforcement agencies that are directly responsible for investigating crimes, including human trafficking. Through the law enforcement from 2019 to 2023, the competent authorities have cracked down on 936 cases related to human trafficking in persons and sexual exploitation. Also arrested 1,258 suspects and sent them to court and rescued 3,139 victims. Its five-year strategic plan on combating human trafficking for the year 2024 and 2028 is already developed. To mainstream the effort at subnational level, the village, commune, and Sangat safety policy has also been promoted to a national policy with a clear defined areas of needs and to implement the 7 priorities with the anti-human trafficking at both authorities, national and subnational level as one of the core. In fact, in 2022, the Ministry of Social Affairs, Veterans and Youth Rehabilitation has received and sent approximately 2,218 victims for rehabilitation service at partner organization center. Also received a total of 288 victims and vulnerable victims repatriating from various countries by air. Concerning the LGBT community, I will address some of the observation made by the Kingdom of Netherlands and Mexico on equality and discriminations against the marginalized and vulnerable groups. While there does not exist a policy and legal framework governing the rights of LGBT in Cambodia, the provisions of all persons to be protected against all forms of discrimination are set out in the Criminal Code of Cambodia from Article 265 to Article 270. Our core value as a nation should be addressed that we do not criminalize homosexuality, LGBT community, and same-sex marriage. In fact, over 1,000 same-sex couples have been married through traditional ceremony. These facts showcases Cambodia as one of the few states in the world that does not condone imposing criminal liability to LGBT community. In fact, 69 states have outlawed same-sex actions or behaviors, whereas 11 states have provision that would impose or permit death penalty to same-sex relations. Furthermore, Cambodia has also welcomed the UN Independent Experts on Protections Against Violence and Discrimination Based on Sexual Orientations and Gender Identity, with unfettered access to conduct a human rights assessments on the implementations of our existing national framework and international rights standards. He also highlighted the good practice in this peaceful culture toward LGBT community in Cambodia by stating, and I quote, "Before and during my visit, I did not receive any information of massive or systematic physical violence against the people with whom I spoke or know persons known by them regarding LGBT. The government does not tolerate violence, abuse, and harassment against the marginalized group. While it's true that the HIV rate has been disproportionately high among the LGBT community, it's medically untrue to confine the disease to the LGBT community, and it is harmful in nature in perpetuating discriminations against them. In fact, the Prime Minister Samdech Mohabawat Thapadai Honmanet, during his plenary meeting of the Council of Ministers in early March this year, has cautioned the use of inflammatory language that would otherwise direct discrimination toward the community. The plenary meeting is attended by senior high-level officers, provincial governors, and also to broadcast further the message down to the subnational level administration, the positive ideology and the correct terminology when addressing the LGBT community. The Royal Government has strengthened the law enforcement and the regulations to fight against all forms of discriminations and ensure expanding individual, family, community, and social education for greater recognition of LGBT rights. To supplement the effort, the government has also taken positive measures in raising awareness by integrating sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expressions, and sexual characteristics, as my colleague from the Ministry of Education has highlighted. In order to transform discriminatory norms through better understanding of diverse sexual orientation, gender identity and expressions, and to advance equality through mainstreaming the rights of vulnerable groups in order to cultivate a right-based mindset, well-informed adult, able to exercise their agency and rights in the future. Parallelly, the Ministry of Women's Affairs has also identified lesbian, bisexual, and transgender women as a priority group in the third National Action Plan on Violence Against Women. As they are the most vulnerable to higher risk of discrimination, stigma, sexual gender-based violence, and by recognizing the intersectionality of their vulnerability in belonging to multiple category of marginalized group, the state can then further integrate an intersectional perspective action plan that could translate normative framework into an all-encompassing comprehensive protection mechanism. LGBT people have continued to exercise their rights and freedom without restriction. Relevant ministries and institutions such as the Cambodian Human Rights Committee have collaborated well with CSO and associations and LGBT community in the advocacy campaign to promote and protect their rights. According to assessments of the Rainbow Community Cambodia organization known as ROC, since 2019, the number of public and their families who have value, respect, and socially recognize the status of LGBT community have significantly increased. For same-sex marriage to be amended in the civil war, there needs to be more advocacy and promotions and public awareness to increase the level of understanding and acceptance from society and community, so that it would offset the cultural resistance and balance the religious harmony, and at the same time further legal and societal analysis along with the evolving sentiments of our community can be further examined and taken into consideration. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I now return the floor back to the head of the delegation.
Thank you very much. I'd like to give the floor to Madam Vice President.